أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أيام معدودات، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين، فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له، وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. With regard to fasting, the month of Ramadan, the great days, as we heard yesterday, what a great ibadat it is. And through this we gain the taqwa, the friendship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah says it is only ayyam ma'adudat, chand roz hai, ginti ke, just a few days which you can count even on your fingertips. 30 to count on the fingertips also is so easy. So just a few days of roza, 29, 30 days. One aspect is that they are just a few days. The other aspect is that these fasts are fixed in particular days, that is the month of Ramadan. As the previous ummahs also had rozas, but in different times of the year. For this ummah and also for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, rozas of Ramadan were made farz. So these few rozas are farz in the month of Ramadan. And also that if a person keeps this roza, just like a person gives zakat 2.5% only of his extra wealth, not what he needs, of his extra wealth, only 2.5%, Allah Ta'ala protects the balance of his wealth. And Allah gives great barakat in the balance of his wealth. So rozas of the 30 days are the zakat of our body. If a person gives the zakat, which is about 8.5%, say about 10% only, and then his body will be protected from illnesses. Roza is a great source to protect and to safeguard our body from all types of physical illnesses also. Spiritual illnesses, 100% it protects a person when he keeps his roza. So it will protect his body from illnesses and give barakat in his health. The one of the greatest sources of good health is roza and tahajjud namaz. A person is regular with this, he will experience good health. So roza Allah has made only benefit for us. And then just like with regard to qisas, that is if somebody murders somebody, then that person's life must be taken. But Allah made a concession that if the family of the murdered person are prepared to take blood money, and they don't take the life of that person, and they take the blood money what it comes to, then that is a concession from Allah Ta'ala. In inheritance, when the laws of inheritance, as we have them finally in deen, when they were still not revealed, and a person made a will, it was not right to change that will. However, Allah made a concession. If that person deliberately or by mistake made a wrong will, he deprived his parents from their share, he deprived his family members from their shares, then Allah made a concession, it's permissible to change that will, and there won't be any harm. Just like that, for roza also, the rozas of Ramadan are farz, and the great benefits are only in the month of Ramadan. But Allah made a concession. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ پھر جو کوئی تم میں سے بیمار ہو یا مسافر. Any person amongst you who is ill, and because of his illness, a Muslim doctor, reliable Muslim doctor, tells him that rozas you cannot keep, they will be harmful for you. Or he's on a journey, a shar'i journey, then it is permissible that he doesn't keep those rozas in the month of Ramadan. فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ تو اس پر ان کی گھنتی ہے اور دینوں سے. Then he must keep that number of rozas which he must in Ramadan in other days. And then he doesn't have to keep them consecutively. If he must 5 rozas, for example, he can keep them over 50 days also. He can spread them out also. But he must keep the qaza. That is very important. Similarly, for women who experience their monthly menses, and they, for that reason they cannot keep those rozas, but they must not delay in keeping the qaza, and as soon as possible. Otherwise, the rozas of years and years start accumulating, and then it looks like a mountain in front of a person. Any person who has got any qaza namazas, any qaza sijda and tilawat, any qaza rozas, anything that he had to fulfill, he should not delay. And as soon as you start and you try, Allah's help comes. And Allah makes it easy also. No matter how many namazas, how many rozas they are, we just have to start. Then Allah's great help comes. Mentally also, Allah makes it easy in our mind. And physically also, Allah will make it easy. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينٌ. اور جن کو طاقت ہے روزہ کی, ان کے ذمے بدلہ ہے ایک فقیر کا کھانا. And this was a command that was at the beginning, and this is also the great compassion of Allah تبارک و تعالی, that rozas were difficult, they are not easy. So Allah made it just like the forbiddance of liquor was not made at one go haram, but gradually. Everything else, inheritance also, the actual inheritance laws that came, also came gradually later. Similarly, what roza also, at the beginning, this command is cancelled now. In practice, this command does not apply anymore, though we still read it in the Quran Sharif, that a person who just didn't want to keep roza for no reason. At the beginning it was that you give the fidya of the food of one poor person, if you don't want to keep the roza. So, but gradually Allah made the mind and prepared them, and then finally rozas were farz. Now that concession is not there, that if a person feels I don't want to keep roza, I'll give the fidya of it, and I'll give the food of one poor person. That does not apply now. That was at the beginning to get the ummah gradually onto the farz rozas. So anyway, Allah made that concession at that time. But even then Allah said, فَمَن تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرُ اللَّهِ. پھر جو کوئی خوشی سے کرے نیکی تو اچھا ہے اس کے واسطے. And any person who does good, then that is good for him. That is not feeding only one poor person, but he gives much more also. That he didn't keep roza, and just the fidya of one poor person, which at the present moment works out to about 20, 25 rand, whatever the exact amount we should find out. So that is very easy. So you don't just give for one person, give more. And to keep your rozas in any case, though the concession was there at that time also, but still to keep the roza was the best. وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. اور روزہ رکھو تو بہتر ہے تمہارے لیے. And if you keep the roza, that is the best. And ulama have written, and the reality is, if a person even is excused from keeping rozas, but still he tries to keep the rozas, that is much more better. Whether he is on travel, whether he is ill, because the barakat of Ramadan, though you can keep the rozas afterwards, you can never get the barakat of Ramadan. And ulama have written, and in fact it's the subject matter of a hadith, that your whole life you keep rozas, the barakat of one roza of Ramzan you can't get, but your whole life's rozas also. So we must not be let up and not become slack and lazy and let down our guard, and we don't keep rozas in Ramadan. We must keep them. Even if we are excused, try our best to keep the roza. The barakat of Ramadan cannot be obtained out of Ramadan, even if we keep our whole life rozas. If a person misses one farz namaz, and he makes the qaza, whether he makes it 27 times if he missed it with jamaat, or he makes a whole lifetime, he repeats that namaz, he can't get the barakat of making that namaz on each time. So we should try all our dini matters as they apply, we should try and fulfill them. In kuntum ta'alamun, agar tum kuch samajh rakhte ho. If you had a slightest bit of understanding, then you will know that rozas are the best thing that Allah has made for us. By roza, Allah tabaraka ta'ala, our bodies For 11 months we fed our bodies, we didn't give spiritual food to our soul. Now at least this 1 month deprived the body, and that also only in the day. Not at night, you are permitted to eat at night, and only this limited period of 29-30 days. And this rozas of 29-30 days, the whole month, was the most ideal and the most perfect. Had it been less than that, then the work, it shouldn't, what effect roza was supposed to have, that it won't have. If it was more than that, it would have been difficult on the body. Allah fixed the exact amount of 1 month, and the greatest month, the month of Ramadan, Allah chose. And Allah sent not only the Quran Sharif, but all the heavenly scriptures came in this month of Ramadan. So the great value of this month cannot be imagined. So the honor of it, and to appreciate it, and to celebrate this honor, is to keep rozas. And on that again, Allah Ta'ala, that was we to do that. But Allah gives so much when a person keeps roza. So we should really appreciate this month, every moment of the month, and every second, and try and get the maximum out of this month, and try and keep our roza. And again, those people who don't keep roza, that is their guna of not keeping roza. And those of us who keep rozas, our guna is that we don't keep the rozas properly as they are supposed to be. Those people who don't make namaz, that is their guna, that they are not making namaz. Those who are making namaz, our guna is that we are not making our namazes properly. So all of us must make tawbah and come on the right path. Those who are not making namaz, not keeping rozas, must start keeping. Those who are keeping rozas, are making namaz, must start doing them properly. Not just our namaz haphazardly, just slept there up and down, and quickly we finish up with our namazes. Roza also lazily, we are not happy about roza, just like it's a big burden upon us, and we keep that we should make tawbah from. And with passion and with eagerness, we should look forward to the month and all the ibadat of the month, and with great zeal and passion, we should look forward to the roza and keep them properly. And that is roza of the eyes also, not to look at any haram. Roza of the tongue also, not to speak anything which is wrong. Our anger, etc. Roza of the heart, not to think evil, not to fantasize, etc. So we must keep proper roza. Then we will, as Allah says, in kuntum ta'alamun, if only you knew. In other words, you don't know what is the value of Ramadan. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if the ummah knew what's the value of Ramadan, they will wish the whole year must be Ramadan. But unfortunately, we don't know. No matter how much we know, we don't know still. You know, whoever knows how much and appreciates it as much as he does, but still he doesn't know the real value. What the value of our iman is, the value of namaz is, the value of roza, all our ibadat are so great, we don't know the true value. How lot we know is not even the tip of the iceberg. And the more a person endeavors, the more Allah opens on that person. And then that person sees that really this is the real, these are the true treasures, enjoyments of life. And then he moves forward in this, and with great zeal and passion, and it becomes more than a hobby to him. Deen becomes his real enjoyment of life. Every aspect of deen, and that is when a person has found a taste of iman and a taste of the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, when he starts enjoying, and he hates the ways of the animals, all their sports, their holidays, their outings, their way of life, their dressing, everything, he starts hating that completely, and he loves the way of Islam, everything of deen, then the taste of iman has come into that person, and no matter how much shukr he makes, is not enough. And he should then appreciate it and spread it to other people also. So everyone can get a mu'min is never selfish. that what all he got, like for example, he gets up for tahajjud, and others he tell him, sleep, it's still very early. No, a mu'min will try and wake up. If the husband gets up, he's encouraged to wake up his wife. If the wife woke up, she's encouraged to wake up the husband, not to think I'm very pious and I'm making all namaz and let the others sleep, that they also can think that I'm very pious, or that whatever, in whichever field, we must be, not be selfish, especially in deen, and we must give, share this with everyone, so all of us can know the value of this life, this what Allah has given us, this valuable life, and not waste it like animals on the useless things of this dunya. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.